Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by manager Adonis Smith. And AD, thanks for the time as always. It's the middle of the second week of this 12-game homestand, and you guys are having a good run at it so far. Had won a series last week against Wilson, now halfway through this one against Hill City. But through these last couple weeks or so, how would you address the way these guys have played and improved?
I would say that we've made substantial improvement. I think the biggest thing is to be able to sustain that work that we continuously to put in. But I like our trends up. We're running across a pretty good team in Hill City. We got to come with our A game every day.
Last week you guys won a series against Wilson for the first time this season. How nice did it feel to get your first series win?
Felt amazing. I want more of that.
Especially to win four in a row like you did, to build up a kind of win streak. It felt like the confidence of this team really grew in that moment.
Absolutely. And you could see in their play, you can see in their body language that they feel they belong. And it's just a constant reminder of day to day of what they can do once they put forth their best foot every day.
And it felt like it was a get-right spot for a lot of different facets, especially on the pitching side. That was by far the best pitching series you guys have had in terms of strikeout rate, going deep into games. So how would you assess the way you guys pitched last week?
Last week was awesome. We got ahead of counts early, and that shows. I mean, you get ahead in counts early, you can do a lot of things and punch guys' tickets and weak contact. But, you know, when you do fall behind, that's kind of where we fall in trouble, allowing walks, hit by pitches, and then bad things happen.
And for those guys, it has to feel pretty good to have a week like that, just knowing how good you can be when everything's clicking.
100%. I mean, everyone wants to go out and compete, but when you go out and execute, it makes a difference.
And one thing that was noticeable last week, too, is you guys got really the ground game going. You stole over 20 bases against the Warbirds, and it feels like that's an aspect of this team that could certainly be here to stay, because there's a lot of team speed 1-9 through this lineup.
Absolutely, and that's what we push as a team, as an org, to you know, aggressive leads, aggressive base running, smart but aggressive, but also taking our chances when we can, and that's how we want to play. That's how I want to be known for, and continue to do that day in, day out.
Now, how important is it to just work on getting good jumps, reading the pitchers, and really just having good instincts down the base pass? Because there's a lot of guys who are fast, but you don't want them to rely too much on just their overall speed to get them stolen bases.
I mean, that's part of being a great base runner, is having good instincts. But those things are practiced, those things are taught, those things are continually hounded every day. There's some things that we go over, things that we talk about. So, yes, you can be fast, but it doesn't take a good base runner to steal bags. You just have to be a smart base runner to do that.
One player offensively I want to touch on, Braylon Whitaker, has quietly put together a really good month of April. He seems like he's on multiple times a game. The hits are really starting to add up for him. What's impressed you the most about Witt?
Just his day-in-day out work. I mean, everything's done with intention. You hear me say that a lot. And he's a guy that's actually intentionally going about his work day with intention, if you know, to say the word, you know, more times. But he is dialed into every aspect, whether that's hitting, base running, fielding. You can see it in his actions now, and it shows on the field.
It also feels like Joshua Lorenzo is starting to gain some confidence as well. He's been your best run producer this season. Every time he hits the ball, it's hard. And he's another guy, for as big as he is, he's pretty mobile out in the field and even on the bases too. So how have you seen him come along this season?
It's been great to see him put in the work as well, you know, continuously working, continuously wanting to get better. And again, the work that we put in throughout the day is starting to show on the field, and he's gaining more confidence, and that's what we want in these guys.
Well, AD, we appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Manager Adonis Smith, we're back with Star and Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.